My mother originally, she was born in Bethnal Green. Maiden name was Mummery Hilda. She was one of 10 children, although one of them died when he was 3 from what would have been pneumonia, I suppose. When she was 7, so the family wouldn't have been complete because they were older and younger than her, and her father went, he was in the First World War, and he was gassed, so he was blinded and it damaged his lungs. And St Dunstan's had started their charity in, it was somewhere near Brighton, Eastbourne?
It's on the east south coast.
Somewhere there. Mm. And so he was recuperating there, and then they retrained them to, they were blind, they could work with their hands. He was trained as a shoemaker and repairer. And they moved the whole family out to healthy country air in also Essex, you see. So they went to Saffron Walden. And the children thought that was lovely. But it must have been very difficult for the mother because she was just uprooted. And they were looked down upon because they were living on charity. And Saffron Walden was very not particularly welcoming. So the children were told off in school for talking with Cockney accents. You know, she said everything she did was wrong. She rushed out and picked wild flowers. But unfortunately, they were dandelions. She didn't know. So the local kids were saying, oh, pee the beds, pee the beds. And she didn't, she thought they were talking at, you know, her. So it was all very difficult at first. Anyway, the shoemaking shop, because they had a big old house that was in very bad state of repair, and because her mother said, well, we might have come from the East End, but we never had vermin. So the shop that he was to work in, it was set up with all the machinery and tools, and he didn't get any work. The only people who came to him were the widows from the First World War who couldn't afford, they didn't have any money, so he hadn't got the heart to, he mended the shoes, but he couldn't demand payment, so it wasn't a going concern.
No.
And they were the only customers he had, because the middle classes weren't going to lower themselves. So he was to return what money he took to St Dunstan's, and then they would pay to support the family. But it didn't work out, so he had to go back to be retrained to make doormats, you know, those big wire ones, and so had a big loom, and so he could make those. And then they went back to St Dunstan's for them to sell, dispose of, however, and they paid him, so he didn't have to sell to the public or anything like that. Yes, so that was her start in life. And then she, when she left school, she worked for a year at Spicer's, which was, I think, at Sawston. She didn't like, she said it was very difficult because the paper cuts your hands and you weren't allowed to bleed on the paper.
Oh, God.
That was difficult. And so she was very pleased when her sisters, her older sisters, who already worked at the laundry in Gold Street in Saffron Walden, got her a job there. So she joined them, and she ironed for a living.
And when would this have been?
So it would have been 27, I guess.
Right.
Because that's where she met my father, in the laundry. He was doing management training, and I think that might have been his first job. Anyway, for him it was love at first sight, and he pursued her and pestered her for a long time, and eventually she did go out with him and thought he was very nice, very gentlemanly. He was from farming stock, and he came from Hadstock. He had gone to the Boyce County School in Cambridge, so they used to walk from Hadstock to Linton, and then get the train into Cambridge to go to school.